We are going to be reading from the writings of Bala Sulam. We're in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're going to continue with item number 17. Rav.
This is a new heading, five prinot in the Masach. And we have desires to receive new ones according to their size. Consequently, the screen over them has to be suitable accordingly. How does it happen? Just as we learn with you, we have light that is, that works on the desire, and the will to receive begins to emerge in five stages. From the first state called Shoresh, the root, 0, 1,
2, 3, and 4. When
the will to receive is not only growing in size, but also in quality. The main thing is the quality. In spirituality, there's no simple change in size. Every desire is different in quality. So we're talking about the will to receive that has 5 degrees of coarseness, aviyut. And accordingly, if in general we're talking about talking about the will to receive that is working entirely towards the upper light and wishes to receive the 5 degrees of the upper light, then accordingly he has to overcome these 5 lights that come to him and receive them in order to bestow. So he has 5 degrees of resistance. And he needs to build inside of him 5 degrees of resistance. This is called Or Chozer, reflected light. And this is called direct light, Or Yashar. And from here we learn that after developing in 4 degrees and acquiring restriction, the will to receive acquires a screen, masach. What is that? The light that influences it awakens it to resist the force of resistance in each and every degree. So it works out that we receive those desires and those desires in order to bestow. And for each and every desire that appears in the kli, any desire that comes from the Creator performs a restriction, and then reflected light. And according to the size of the reflected light, allows itself to feel the Creator and enter into contact with Him. We're reading item 17.
Yes, item 17. The heading is the five prinot in the Masach. Item 17. Thus far, we have clarified the three foundations in the wisdom. The first is the light and the kli, where the light is a direct extension of his self, and the kli is the will to receive, which is necessarily included in that light. as to the extent of that desire, one departs from the emanator to becoming the emanated being. Also, this will to receive is considered the malchut discerned in the upper light, which is why it is called malchut. By the way of he is one and his name is one, as his name in Gematria is Ratzon, desire.
That's the first thing we have. The second thing?
The second matter is the clarification of the 10 Sfirot and 4 worlds Abiya, which are 4 degrees, one below the other, where the will to receive must hang down through them until it is completed, kli and content. The third matter is the matter of the Tzimtzum and Masach placed on this vessel of reception, which is Prina Dalet, and in return for which new vessels of reception were made in the Ten Sfirot, called Or Chozer. Understand and memorize these three foundations and their reasons, as they had been clarified to you, since without them there is no understanding of even a single word in this wisdom.
So it says the following. We have three foundations. The first is the kli and the light. The kli is the will to receive, and the light is that which builds the kli and fills it. They're completely opposite to one another, where the kli, the vessel, is the will to receive. To receive, it wants only for its own benefit, fill whatever deficiency it feels in itself. And the light is the opposite. It wants to give and bestow to anyone who wishes to receive from him. So both of them desire, they both suffer. The vessel suffers from wanting to receive, and the light suffers from wanting to bestow. Two desires. If the desires, if they don't get realized, actualized, fulfilled, they are felt as suffering, as bad, as pain. So we have light and kli. And between the light and the kli, there is resistance, there is opposition. The light is entirely bestowing, that's why it's full, it's whole, it lacks nothing but to give. And the vessel is entirely to receive, but there's nothing to receive, there's no one to receive from, so it suffers greatly. It turns out that from the outset, the light is whole, and the vessel is completely lacking, poor. So what happens here is a very special trick, such a solution whereby the vessel can be in the same, on the same level of wholeness as the light. Because the light wants to give, and the vessel uses the desire of the light to give. It's written, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to feed. And so the kli can receive from that light the force of bestowal and use this force of bestowal on itself in order to receive, in order to bestow back to the Creator. And it turns out that the kli is bestowing and the Creator is bestowing, and they are both are equals. And then they come to connection between them, adhesion. So in order to bring the creature to such a state where he will be cleaved to the Creator on the same height as the Creator, you have the stages or degrees of correction of the creature. And this is the second matter, which is the clarification of the 10 Sfirot and the 4 worlds of Abia, which are 4 degrees, one below the other, where the will to receive must hang down through them until it is completed, a kli and its content. What does it mean? That the will to receive will feel the extent of its opposition to the Creator as it hangs down from Ensof to this world. And the third matter is the Tzimtzum, the restriction, and the Masach, the screen, where the will to receive begins from this farthest point opposite the Creator, slowly, seemingly by itself, but according to his effort to overcome and to rise more and more towards the light that surely wants to reach the same measure, the same nature as the light. And by that he acquires a restriction, the screen, the reflected light, and by that is gradually likening himself to the Creator. And accordingly, he is called the creature, created being. He receives qualities from the Creator, he clothes in them, and becomes like the Creator. This is item 17. There are many questions, but I don't want to drown in questions. Let's ask very shortly. On point.
Good morning, Rav. The question from Gia. You can't ask, he's translating. Whether the Masach is the same gap between knowledge and faith, which compensates for the faith?
The Masach, the screen, is what gives the vessel the intention to bestow. Period. Itafor.
Mayer. Rav. Rav, al quarto rigo c'è scritto: uno si allontana dall'emanatore e diventa un essere emanato nella misura di quel desiderio.
Che cosa? Rav, it's written that he gets distanced from the emanated. The more, the greater the measure of the will to receive grows, it gets distanced from the emanated.
As much as the will to receive is greater, it is more distant than the Creator, because that's in disparity of form. In spirituality, that's what it's all about. We are in the space. As much the closer we get, according to the desire, we're close, farther away we are from one another. According to our desires, that's the distance between us. Imagine that you're in this space with this friend. As much as you think like the friends, you want like the friends, that's how you connect. In this space, you start moving towards one another. You sail through this space. And as much as you're apart, you're distant. Imagine how much in your 10, how close you are, or how distant. Who's closer? Who's not? But you can say, well, I don't know towards whom. I don't know who am I moving towards. Maybe I'm coming closer to him. Maybe he's moving away from me. That's why there is one principle, and that is bestow. And this bestow that exists in the center of the 10, this is the Creator. Towards the center of the 10, towards the force of bestowal, you have to constantly come closer to that. Santiago.
Amado Rav, en el gráfico que...
Beloved Rav, in the diagram that you drew, is the Ol Chozer, ask again, it wasn't clear what he was asking.
Sí, el gráfico que está ahí, la Ol Chozer,
in the drawing, the Ol Chozer, on every degree, is that bestowal or reception and bestowal?
reflected light, O Chozer, can only be rejecting, and it can be rejecting in order to receive. It all depends on reflected light. The reflected light that comes from a view, from coarseness, 0, 1, and 2, this is the rejecting reflected light. Has no strength to receive. The reflected light that comes from coarseness 3 and 4, Gimel Dalet, this is reflected light that can clothe the light and receive it. We'll learn about it. That's later. It's like I'm giving something to a child, to a baby. He receives, he takes it. But if I give it to a grown-up, he has to respond to me in return. And that's the difference between a smaller desire and a bigger desire. Mak.
Здравствуйте, уважаемый раб. Хотел спросить такую вещь.
Hello, respectful Rav. What does it mean that the light suffers like the Kli suffers? After all, the light doesn't go out of the Kli. It's only the Kli that feels it that way. And who defines that the light suffers? How can you implement that?
The Creator suffers more than the created beings. Imagine it yourself, a mother who wants to feed all of her babies, but they'll refuse to eat. They're sick. Maybe they have other things to do. They don't want to receive from the mother what she wants to give them because it's to their benefit. And that's why she suffers. We're using human language. That's when you come to the feeling of the Creator, you will see how much suffering the Creator has more than what we feel.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот вы сейчас согласно той схеме, которую нарисовали, с парцуфом, отраженным светом.
According to the drawing that you drew with the parcuf and the light and the Or Chozer, yesterday evening you talked also about states of Katnut and Gadlut. Is there a connection between Or Chozer and Katnut and Gadlut and reception in order to bestow with the Masach and a state of Gadlut?
Desires 0, 1, and 2 are called Katnut.
Katnut.
And when I receive with desires 3 and 4, it's called Gadlut. Okay, we're moving ahead.
Item 18. Now we shall explain the five prinot in the Masach, by which the levels change during the zivug avakah performed with the upper light. First, we must thoroughly understand that even though prinah dalet was banned from being a vessel of reception for the 10 sfirot after the restriction, the tzimtzum, and the Or Chozer that rises from the Masach through the Zivug of Hakah became the vessel of reception in its stead, it must still accompany the Or Chozer with its power of reception. Had it not been for that, the Or Chozer would have been unfit to be a vessel for reception. We should also understand this from the allegory in item 15. We demonstrated there that the power to reject and decline the meal became the vessel of reception instead of the hunger and appetite. This is because hunger and appetite, which are the usual vessels of reception, were banned from being vessels of reception in this case due to the shame and disgrace of receiving a gift from one's friend. Only the powers of rejection and refusal have become vessels of reception in their stead. As through the rejection and refusal, reception has been inverted into bestowal, and through them he achieved vessels of reception suitable to receive one's friend's meal. Yet it cannot be said that he no longer needs the usual vessels of reception, namely the hunger and the appetite, as it is clear that without appetite for eating, he will not be able to satisfy his friend's wish and bring him contentment by eating at his place. But the thing is that the hunger and appetite, which were banned in their usual form, have now been transformed by the forces of rejection and decline into a new form, which is reception in order to bestow. Thus, the humiliation has become dignity. It turns out that the usual vessels of reception are still as active as ever, but have acquired a new form. You will also conclude, concerning our matter, that it is true that Prinat Dalit has been banned from being a kli for reception of the ten sefirot because of its aviyut, meaning the difference of form from the creator, from the giver, which separates from the giver. Yet through correcting the masach in Prinat Dalit, which strikes the upper light and repels it, her previous faulty form has been transformed and acquired a new form, called Ochzer. Like the transformation of the form of reception into a form of bestowal in the above allegory. Since the content of its initial form has not changed, it still does not eat without appetite. Similarly, in the Aviyut, all the Aviyut, which is the force of reception in Prinat Dalit, has come inside the Or Chozer. Hence, the Or Chozer became suitable for being a vessel of reception. Therefore, we must always discern two forces in the Masach. The first is kashyut, hardness, which is the force within it that rejects the upper light. And the second, which is aviyut, which is the measure of will to receive from Prinat Dalit, included in the Masach, by which in the Zivug of Hakah, through the force of kashyut in it, its aviyut has turned into zakut, purity, meaning reception is transformed into bestowal. These two forces in the Masach operate in five prinot, which are the four prinot chubtum, and their root called keter.
In our previous lessons on Pticha, we have many drawings. You can go to our archive and see these drawings. And it might help you, but over time, as you learn more, you'll come to a state where you hold it in your head or your heart. You simply see it as such. And therefore you will not need those drawings. But for the time being, yeah, and anyone who wants to learn with the drawings, no problem. Go into the archive, hundreds of drawings. Very good drawing, colorful, everything. What is he trying to tell us here in item 18? He wants to say that if the kli wants to be like the creator, he builds a screen. Because there are five desires in the will to receive in the vessel, he needs to build a screen over each and every desire. Hence, we have 5 degrees of hardness, kashyut, in the screen, compared to the 5 degrees of aviyut, coarseness, in the kli. And they have to be equal. As much as I want to receive, I should have a similar force of rejection, meaning restriction and a screen. Meaning I do not want to receive for myself, rather I want to receive, and how much? As much as I can bestow to the host. They place before me a cup. How much of it can I receive? I can receive a part, let's say this part, I can receive, because I can do it for the sake of the host, in order to show my respect to him. This part I cannot receive, because it's too much. This pleasure is too great compared to how much I respect the host. So the filling of the kli, of the vessel, determines how much I respect the host and how much I respect my own will to receive. Where I can't respect the host more than my own ego, I simply restrict myself and I do not receive. And wherever I can respect him, above the restriction, I also want to bestow to him, meaning to receive from him in order to delight him. Hence, we have the coarseness of the kli that is used to attract the light. We have the hardness of the screen, which rejects the light, and they have to be balanced, the attraction and the rejection, and the vessel remains in a situation where he thinks how to bestow, because in that he remains in the neutral state. The host wants to give and he doesn't want to receive because he respects the host too much. But in order to delight the host, he needs to activate himself beyond the restriction. How to bestow? According to the example that we read about the host and the guest. And that's how we work. Moscow 5.
Good morning, Rav. The kashyut of the masach rejects all the desires that are in the aviyut of the masach, is that right?
No, we don't speak this way. When the light comes to the vessel, we have a vessel. A vessel, the light comes to the vessel. Vessel feels it and rejects it completely. Completely. It must do it. It means that the vessel doesn't wish to receive for itself. That's the first action. After doing that, it now performs a different action. It begins to receive the light. How much? It makes a calculation. How much of the light I can receive into me to what limit? To the extent that I can receive and still think about the benefit of the host. That it should be for his sake, for the sake of the host. When I'm thinking towards him, that much I can receive. And to the extent that I can continue receiving, but this thought will not be for my own sake, this I do not receive. That's a calculation. It's like when you're sitting in front of a host as a guest. You're making a calculation. This I can receive, this is too much. This is a little bit like this, this is like that. This is a bit less or more. It's not like at home. At home, it's all yours. You make no calculations with anyone.
Africa.
Expected light comes from the restrictions in Gimel and Dalet. We wanted to ask, under what conditions can we produce maximum reflected light from these 2 degrees, please?
If I'm included, integrated in society, because all those desires are really the 10, the extent to which I'm integrated in it, then accordingly I can bestow to the Creator, only from the 10. Then I make a calculation. The 10 supports me. I support the 10. And we all work towards the Creator. Then we make a calculation how much we can receive in order to bestow. That's it. The 10 becomes my 10 Sfirot. My 10 Sfirot, and that's how I work. They're included in me. I don't think if these are 10 friends or not, my friends or something else. I'm integrated in them and they become part of my kli, part of my form, my shape.
Turkey free.
Günaydın Rav, günaydın dostlar. Burada alabildiğim kadar mı ihsan ediyorum, yoksa ihsan edebildiğim kadar mı alıyorum? Yani burada belirleyici olan hangisi?
Hi Rav, hi friends. Cihan is asking, do I bestow how much I receive or I receive how much I bestow? Which is determinate in here? Thank
you.
What the deciding factor is the screen, the force of resistance. On the one hand, I have the attraction to the will to receive. On the other hand, I have the greatness of the Creator, my desire to bestow to Him. And then I check what is more, what is less. And accordingly, I come to an action, to a decision, to receive or not to receive, and how much to receive. It all depends, this difference depends on how much reception, how much bestow. We have to check it on ourselves.
Hello. In the cascading from above downwards, what's the connection between the distancing of the light from the desire and the discovering of the degrees of Avyut?
The distancing of the light from the desire? I don't understand such a thing. The light moves away from the desire. The desire is simply unable to receive the light. And then it's rejected. The light is rejected from the desire. You can say distancing, okay. What's the question?
I'm asking, where does this concept of Avyut come from? Where are those degrees of Avyut?
a view. Of course, this is the difference between the will to receive of the Kli and the will to bestow of the light. It's felt as a view of coarseness in the Kli, the extent to which I am coarse. How much I wish to steal from the one who wants to bestow, to give to the others. That's how you measure the coarseness in one and the purity in the other, according to the desires. Eilat.
Hi, great friends. My question is, if you can show the drawing. I had Chinese workers in Texas, and they took me to eat Chinese soup in some place of Chinese. Can we see the drawing? Thank you. Now, when I invited the portion was huge, to the point where I came to the middle line. When I ordered it, I got to the middle line, I didn't want to eat it.
Even you.
And they said, if I don't eat it all the way, I'll hurt the feelings of the chef. So they made me eat that. Is that the bestowal that I'm giving the Creator, that even if you can't eat, you can't reach the end, you have to make all the efforts and all your might to go all the way and bring him contentment?
I have nothing to tell you. I have nothing to answer. Because you are wrong about the foundations, the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. If the host in that restaurant wanted to do something for your sake, and you are really choking yourself to finish the dish, does that mean he wants to do good to you? What are you talking about here? It doesn't fit in the realm of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of bestowal. How do we use the force of reception to bestow, to love? What kind of examples are you giving us? Think about it next time.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот сосуд Орхазер, это пхинат далит с экраном? Если да, то чем наполняется?
The Kli of Orchazer is that pchinat dalit with the masach. And if so, what is this Kli filled with and where does the filling enter?
The will to receive with the restriction and the screen becomes a Kli. This Kli is filled with the knowledge of the Creator, with the greatness of the Creator, with the degree of equivalence of form with the Creator.
A friend is asking if you can say that in Bina, the 10 Sfirot are 10 shades of bestowal in Malchut?
Yes, Naria.
Good morning. Rav, you said something that they're included in me, I'm included in them, so they become part in me. That's the next stage that I have to come to feel that?
That's a good stage. May it be the next stage. I wish you that.
Рав, подскажите, пожалуйста, вот есть состояние, когда есть сокращение экрана.
There's a state in which there's restriction and masach, but there's no orchozer yet. Is that the state that balances the qualities of the Creator and the creature? And if so, what does the Ochozer add here?
The fact that I stop and don't receive anything from the host is simply, it's stopping me from being the receiver, but I'm not becoming equal to the host who wishes to bestow to me. In order to bestow to the host. I need to learn how to receive for him. How do I receive for his sake? There are two opposite things here. I need to receive, but my reception should be in order to bestow to him. So I need to connect to the host. I need to feel how much he loves me. I need to receive then from him in order to show through my reception the filling for his love. Meaning I have to feel the deficiency of the host. Since by giving to me, he has a deficiency for me to receive from him and to delight from him. That's his love. And then I'm going to answer his love.
Good morning. I wanted to ask how we as creatures can reject such a light, so the light of the Creator, this straight light, and we're nullifying before it.
Don't worry, it's not going to be a strong light. It's going to be a tiny light. First, you're going to make exercises with your friends. With your friends.
How do I identify that the Creator is trying to implore me to receive the light in the tent?
First, get integrated in the tent, then talk to them about it, and then you'll begin to discover it. I'm certain you will. Focus group.
Mario from the Philippines is asking, can we use the calculation in the Masach when people connect that are not in the ten?
No, we build the kli and the screen only in the ten. On that is written, chavruta or mituta, the connection or death. That's why anyone who is not organized in the ten must organize himself in the ten. It takes time. He doesn't feel the need for it, the necessity. But little by little, over a long period of time, perhaps, he comes to a state where that's it. He begins to see that this is the place of eternal life. PT 34.
How can the Aviut draw the light if the force of restriction is working? And when does the force of restriction begin to work?
The force of bestowal begins to work when the creature, the created being, begins to see the greatness of the Creator more than his own greatness. Kiev 1.
Beloved Rav, as an exercise that I would like to do today during the day with my friends, what you talked about, that cup, I have a cup. Let's say I have coffee or tea in it, and I'm included in my friends in the tent, and they're with me. And we feel today, now, how much we can receive in order to give the Creator from the connection between us.
You need to connect in such a way that you'll become as one man in one heart, to cancel the will to receive, then to rise above the will to receive, and even to begin to receive in order to receive. But first, we have to realize the force of restriction. I want nothing for myself, but only to the friends. In the smallest things, doesn't matter. But make such exercises, do it throughout the day. Every day, start to decide which exercises are you doing. Talk this 10 with another 10 and start to live in that. That's how we can come to the goal. Okay? All right. I think I've asked everyone. There are more questions, but what can we do? We'll take it for tomorrow. My recommendation. Talk amongst yourself between the tens. In addition to the lessons, talk amongst yourself. Start telling each other, how are you working? How are you connecting? Make recommendations to one another how to do the spiritual work. There should be more connection between you. It's very important to us, between the lessons, to always have a place for a meeting place for discussion. To have a meeting place. Have those meetings there. It's we're missing that, to be closer to one another, to understand, to feel, to see one another. Let's say now you're seeing me and I see you. So I'm included of you. Oh, there you go. That's a little different. So let's have more exercises that tie us together, because we can learn plenty of theory, but it's not, none of it is worth it if we don't get into practice. Kabbalah is practice. It's practical more than any other science, because here, if you don't feel, you don't know what it's talking about. In our world, you read something and you feel things because you're together with them. Here, no. Consequently, when we begin to discover, we'll understand what we've been reading about all those years. So it's important for us to connect more and more, and don't forget about dissemination. And the main thing is Creator, then the Ten, then the World Kli, then humanity, and then end of correction. All the best to you.
Good morning, friends. A report, an educational report from the Russian-speaking language. We've been operating with our two big semesters. We have room for new students to start studying all the time. It's starting to work already. In addition, we're developing a club and supportive environment for all those who want to get to know and come closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The physical campuses, the teams, and the instructors we're meeting each time and thinking how to develop more efficient formats that are relevant to our times, and developing greater campuses. This week, for the first time, we opened in the Georgian language. We had 50 people that started the studies, and all the rest are preparing a club for them to have a supportive and warm environment. In all the groups, we're continuing the scrutiny of what these studies are between physical, combined, virtual, and what has to do with the maintenance of the centers. We're continuing those scrutinies, so we're connecting and disseminating. Moving to Ariel.
Dear friends,
we're looking always how to disseminate and what to disseminate. Now we found a great opportunity that's successful to the whole world. The video department of Bnei Baruch is offering to all the countries in the world to receive clips from Rav on different programs to translate them to your local language. The first example was given to us by the Czech group that gave amazing results. Please pay attention. Over 143 views for the clip that Simeon was translated there. So we have a great success to do it with your department head and receive those videos and do it in an easy way for editing and for dissemination. Just like we heard today, let's become a pipeline to the whole world. Good luck. Our schedule, at 10 we're going to have a meeting with the writers that will be broadcasted as well. 11:30 there's a conversation of Rav with Ronen Avigdor till 12. And there's the afternoon lesson with the friends from the Kabbalah Lam instructors, and in the afternoon, 6 to 7, and evening lesson with Ron Leitman. Song. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching. Searching for light, my
was frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. Path. We'll end the misery.
We'll end the misery.
I'll give you all I have. I'll be your shoulder.
I'll be your shoulder.
Always around. Just hold on to my hand.
Just hold on to my hand.
And I won't let you down. Won't you please?